Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Fryer Podcast. I am the Frank Fryer, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from, nope, not the Bronx. Yes, I'm still in Washington, D.C. Now, today I just wanted to put forward a little thought for us maybe to stew upon it and think about. We had this past weekend, 27th week in Ordinary Time, that Sunday celebration where we were really called by the gospel, particularly if the priest decided to choose the longer reading, Jesus' thoughts about marriage in the Gospel of Mark. I myself, this past weekend, had a wedding that I was able to witness of a good college friend of mine from my years at CUA studying theology and etc. And one of the things, and there's been a lot of fighting within the church about pastoral practices and relationship to matrimony and dealing with people that are seeking a divorce and an annulment and those that maybe not get the things they want and then they want to remarry and all this sort of stuff. And those conversations and debates and all the stuff that goes along with it are very important. Why? Because this is a sacrament of the church. Christ himself stepped up and put forward some hard teachings about it. But one of the things I don't hear much about that I think we can gain if we just sit with the text of the liturgy, and I'm keeping in mind the new liturgy that came out, I think about 2 years ago. One of the things that really comes out in the prayers of the liturgy for matrimony is the concept that what is being shown forward through the love of this man and this woman is they are bearing witness to the existing relationship between Christ and his church. You know, in a world where there is sort of this loosey-goosiness that is around language, in particular language of gender and of the sexes, you know, I know in New York City, the city itself identifies well over 30 different gender categories and stuff. But for us Catholics, for a person to be a woman is the utmost importance. For our first vocation is this gender that we were born into. I will always be a son of God. That's my, before I ever became a priest, before I ever became a friar, I was first a son. Before a woman ever becomes a mother, a wife, or whatever else in her life, a nun, you know, consecrated, religious, etc., she was a daughter. And these realities have meaning, and they're of the utmost importance, not just psychologically speaking or morally speaking or sociologically speaking, but also theologically speaking in our relationship with God. So seeing and understanding marriage as a relationship between a man and woman goes far beyond just any, I don't want to put this, momentary, instantaneous manifestation between one person, between one man and one woman in any given situation that they are witnessing through their married life to something bigger than themselves. They help others through their life of marriage to understand the relationship between Christ and his church. a church that we speak about as understand, etc. So these things to think about in relationship to marriage, I think, are the utmost importance. Thinking about how, if you're a married person listening to this, how are you and your spouse helping to bear witness to this relationship of Christ in the church? Have you thought about having you and your spouse meditate and reflect and ask the Lord to help your mind to understand this relationship and how you can bear witness to that through this seal that has been given to you through the sacrament for your love? You know, those that language and that concept I'm pulling right from the liturgy. So as the world has, and even those with good intentions in the church, want to exercise an, I would say, an imprudent act of mercy, you know, in trying to make things easier for people, I think they do a disservice to the reality and the importance of what the sacrament is also doing within the life of the church as a whole. You know, that my priesthood goes well beyond just myself being ordained a priest. And a couple that is married, their married life and stuff goes well beyond just their two individual lives together. And we can't forget that public access aspect. That's why these sacraments are given in public before witnesses in the church. So my thoughts, I know I'm sort of bouncing around here and et cetera, but I just really want to invite people to think about matrimony through that important witness of Christ and the church, you know, and the image put forward by maybe Ephesians 5 and, you know, how a married couple help others to understand this beautiful relationship and et cetera. You know, marriage is something that we shouldn't make excuses for just because it's harder for people to stay married in the world today. Instead, we should encourage them as best we can to embrace the grace that has been given to them through the sacrament, and encouraging others to embrace the gift of the sacrament, realizing that they're not just going alone, but their love can be consecrated and sealed by the very gift that Christ wants to give them in the sacrament. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing on my podcast, please make sure to visit my website, thefrankfriar.com. There you can email me. You can send me questions about maybe discernment in your life. You can read articles I've written for the Catholic Stand and previous blog posts and etc. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.